2S2, your live, your station, P. Bramman here this afternoon. Time for the, I'd like to call it the Global Market Report from ComSec. We've got Juliana Rodley. How are you, Juliana?
Hey, pretty good, thank you.
Now, let's talk about the uprisings in the Middle East and Africa. Good for the civilians over there in regard to democracy and all that sort of stuff, but it can be bad for the Australian economy in regard to Libya and oil. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I think a lot of people don't realise how large Libya is in the oil stakes, but unfortunately they have a majority stake in the oil markets. They supply around 3.3% of all the global reserves at the moment. They're one of the big suppliers to Europe. They supply a lot of oil into Germany and into Italy and also to Switzerland. So when you have this upheaval, it does start to really react on the oil markets. Not as much the US oil price. You might see that that's still holding around 86 US a barrel. But the big uncertainty is what's going to happen with the Brent price. And that's a price that's basically given out of the UK. It's already above 100 US dollars a barrel. The Singapore gasoline price, which Australian companies have to buy out of Singapore, is already at 110 US a barrel, and the jet fuel price is up there around 118.80. We've already seen that some of our airlines have decided that those airline levies are going to come back into place, and they could even increase in the near future. What the thing is, you've got a lot of people who are trying to show their rights. This is a secular revolution. It's not a religious revolution. They're objecting to the way they're being governed, the lack of quality of life. And they know that the way of getting a front page news story is to go out there and try and attack the oil assets and the pipelines. And that's what has occurred on the weekend, as well as the riots in the major cities. At the moment, the military are monitoring the situation. They have basically foiled one attempt, but it could be an area that we're seeing a lot more unrest in the near future. Over the weekend, we had more concerns rising in Iran with protests, in Morocco also demanding change, and Bahrain still in focus, especially with their relative proximity to Saudi Arabia and its oil supply.
So it sounds a bit messy, doesn't it, over there?
Oh, look, it does get really messy.
Yeah.
We forget about it a lot, but we did see that the unrest in Egypt actually had an effect on the markets. It also had an effect on money supply around the globe, and I think that's one of the things that's going to come into play over the next few days. Unfortunately, we do have the US closed for the President's Day holiday tonight, so we might have to wait a few days for things to get back on track.
All right, let's talk about the electricity prices. I know with the current state election coming up soon, they're promising rebates for electricity, but do you think they're going to go up even higher now?
Well, look, if you have a look at one of the latest reports that came out, they're saying that we're going to get a 50% increase in energy prices or electricity prices compared to 2008 out to 2015. Now, I do expect that they will move higher. One of the things that is going to come into play is the carbon price or the carbon tax that's going to be placed on electricity use. At the moment, people are doing it hard. You know, this used to be a small part of our outgoing costs. But now, for most families, you're paying around $1,000, you know, every 3 months. Or people are paying $1,000 every 3 months for oil, for electricity. And many people are now having to turn off their air conditioners or deciding that they're not going to be using any of, you know, their lights and energy resources in their home. So it's becoming a really big day-to-day problem for many. Even if we do get the change coming through from the coalition government, if they get into power, there still will be increases coming through. Unfortunately, we will have to pay some form of carbon tax or carbon credit in the future just to control the uses of energy. And then there's also the problem that here in Australia, we have a lot of natural gas reserves, and we're trying to build our natural gas industry here in Australia. But the price of natural gas is falling around the globe. So when we used to see a lot of people deciding they would invest in the natural gas world because they were going to make big dollars, that's not occurring at the moment. So a lot of our companies are now trying to find other ways of raising funds and also trying to keep these projects on track. If some of these stall, that'll add to the cost of energy and natural gas supplies in the future.
All right. A couple of quick ones before you go, Juliana. The Australian economy, how's that travelling at the moment, do you think? I've heard it's going okay compared to other countries. Is that true?
It is going okay compared to other countries, but I think the one thing that we've seen from the Reserve Bank here in Australia is that they feel that everything's okay, but not going along as strong as what we were halfway through last year.
Okay.
So where interest rates are at the moment is probably where they're going to stay for the medium term, compared to the expectations late last year that we were looking at around a 1% rise in interest rates for 2011. Now most people are just factoring in maybe a 25 basis point rise or a small rise, a few months out from now. If you have a look at the money markets, they're not even